When playing on the sidewalk. Just to mention, I like to... This is the end of 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thank you very much for being a part of it. I'd like to thank everyone for taking part. Evan, Irene, Jay, Kelly,
knife.
Shiva,
Knife.
That's my
Becky, Nagua, Darren, Scotty, Marie, Duncan, everyone, Brenda, Luke, Bryce. Oh, well, you know who you are. It's all good. If you want to listen to the podcast and you deal with it, I don't know. I'm not eloquent. I've been on the air for, 24 hours? Come on. My parting word is don't try to do this again. If I were to do this again, I'll probably want to do it when Shindig isn't happening. I don't know. That's not a good parting word. The parting word is come to the after party. There's an after party on, and I'm spitting in this mic. There's an after party at Ukrainian Hall tonight with Rokhtron Tohei, Twin Christos, and Dylan Thomas. It's going to be free. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check that out. Actually, my parting wish should be, it's been a lot of fun. 24 hours of a lot of great bands, a lot of great people, good times. I would not miss this for the world. All right. Oh, Duncan is here. All right, on that note, 24 Hours of Radio Hell is finished, but we're going to end it with Sean Wesley Woods with the song
On
the Sidewalk.
Yeah.
Here we go. Causing them, and I am.
Hello.
It is a hot mess. It's a bit of a hot mess here. What? That was pretty cool. What was just going on?
You were just listening to, for the past 24 hours, Radio Hell from here at
UBC.
The UBC campus, live on the air with dedicated DJs and
that
musicians.
That takes a lot. I don't know if I could do that.
24 hours of live radio. The band you just heard was the Green Belt Collective. They are live here in the studio.
They're playing in the green room. 25 people in the green room
with all their instruments. So that was very cool. Other bands, they had the Transmitters down there. They had a Burnside, Dr. Dowd, Sound Lab, Shipyard. So, oh, and You Say Party, We Say Die, who are friends of ours.
Yeah, we had them on last week.
Very cool.
Very, very cool.
Now you're listening to us.
Yay, Hot Mess.
Hot Mess.
Hot. I'm hot because I'm wearing a beaver coat.
Nice beaver.
Thanks.
We have a very cool show coming to you live here from the UBC campus, 101.9 FM radio. We're here from 6 until 7:30 p.m. And our show's amazing.
Yay!
Special guest DJ, Parlange.
Parlange, woo! He's here. He's going to bring lots of hot beats. We've had him on once before, and we kind of liked him so much, we decided to bring him back.
From Vancouver via Mexico City.
Yes.
So we're very excited to have him back in the studio. And also an exclusive interview with the one and only hip-hop artist, Fantastico.
K-Non.
Yeah.
Oh.
Awesome to have him here.
People are still rocking out.
Yeah. Don't stop rocking!
He's great. And you caught up with him, and we are going to air that for you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about stuff from space.
Ooh, like what kind of stuff?
Black holes. That's coming up.
Interesting.
You can insert whatever dirty comment you want because I saw your wheels turning.
Stephen Hawking.
Eat your heart out.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, Parlon.
If you could move.
I think we're going to hear some. Why don't we just go straight to some tunes?
Yeah, let's. Parlon is going to play some beats for us here on Hot Mess 101.9 CITR FM radio.
Lifestyle for everybody. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was Hot Mess 101.9 CATR. My name is Ready Eddie, and I'm back in the house, folks.
Yay, you made it.
I made it.
Public transit.
Actually, I took a cab.
Oh, that would be why you made it here.
Yeah, exactly.
Today, I think I scared a lot of people on public transit.
Why?
Because Ariel, my best friend and roommate, and I went, that's who she is. She's my best friend and my roommate. We went to get portrait studio taken.
Sears Portrait Studio,
but we dressed like really bad vampires.
So this is like, are you going to make early Halloween cards out of them or invitations? Or?
Yeah, and what are your cards going to say?
They're going to say, you're fantastic. Because I think that more people should go get portrait studios done, because I mean, since the invention of the digital camera, families don't go to get pictures taken with each other anymore.
I had to go through it
as a child.
You should do like a group hot mess portrait studio.
You should.
You know what? The wall space above my my fireplace mantle is decidedly vacant, and I think that a lovely Sears portrait studio shot of all of us wearing velveteen jackets, sitting in large burgundy-colored leather chairs,
cigars.
Smoking pipes,
pipes
or cigars, whatever your preference.
No, I like pipes.
Drinking port.
That
My father
good.
Has quite the. He actually has a significant pipe collection.
Oh, that would work.
So we could definitely borrow.
It's
those
good to have themes because, like today, I did vampires.
Vampires are so hot right now.
So hot, because you know, so hot right now. But I got this like dollar store fake blood. And it will not come off of my fingers or my mouth.
You should have asked me. I have, like, good quality fake blood in my house.
Well, it was sort of a last minute thing. Like, we woke up, like, hey, let's go be vampires and take pictures of ourselves in a portrait studio.
Damn, your waking up thoughts are very creative.
They are. They're good. It's
Mine
been a good
like,
day.
Mine was like, am I going to have oatmeal or eggs?
That's why I told my vampire story and you didn't tell your oatmeal and egg story.
Yeah, it's true. I'm sure you probably talked about this already, but of course I wasn't here. We just had some parlange action in the house.
He was
rocking the ones and twos for us.
Our guest DJ.
So great. We were in the studio all day today working on some new tunes.
Fantastico.
I know, it is great.
Fantastico.
Speaking of great things. Kanon and
Ed,
Jason
the king
Awesome
of
Brown.
Segues.
You don't
should
like
be
my
Captain
segues.
Segway for Halloween.
Only if I get to ride around.
Wait,
on
I'm gonna
a
let
segue.
You finish. I'm gonna let you finish. But Jay Brown had the best segue of the entire year. That was my Kanye segue.
Which was?
That was me being Kanye West, interrupting your great
nice.
Segue.
Oh,
and trying to. Right. But you guys are so slow that you
right.
didn't
And then
catch
I get up
it.
At the mic and I say, yeah, you know, Ed's segue was really good, and I don't want to take anything away from Ed's segue. Ed's just a 16-year-old blonde girl, and he deserves the award because, you know what, Kanye West? Suck it.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say to
I'm
you.
I'm over you.
Anyways, a Let's... really cool hip-hop artist. You want to hear some cool hip-hop?
Yeah,
cool
I do.
Cool hip-hop
Not
artist.
Not only is he cool, but he's also Canadian in partially anyway.
Well, he's Canadian, but he's originally from Somalia, and he's very outspoken about a lot of the stuff that goes on in his
Somalia.
Homeland. And we talked a bit about that in this interview. Here's me talking with the one and only Kanon. Here it is on Hot Mess. Here we are in Vancouver. We have to welcome Kanon back to Vancouver.
Yeah.
Thanks. You're back, you're here, the sun's shining, we decided to take you furniture shopping.
This is my usual spot to hang out, and when I'm in Vancouver, I come to a furniture shop, so, you know.
You come to a furniture shop. There's even there's a piece of art hanging on the wall over here. It's giant.
Get out of the way!
Giant silver flip-flops hanging on the wall over there. I thought...
That's awesome.
We should name that piece of art the Dusty... Flip-flops for the Dusty Foot Philosopher.
I like that. I like the sound of that.
So welcome back to Vancouver.
Thanks. Awesome city. Always good to be here.
In the Somali language, Kanon means traveler. Mm-hmm. And lately, over the past few years, you've really been living up to your name.
That's right.
All over the place.
Yeah, really. Literally all over.
For a Canadian hip-hop artist to start getting such attention on an international level is really kind of something spectacular.
I know. It's amazing. And, you know, there's a few people leading the way, and I feel good to be a part of that movement. And you know, people have been for the last few years kind of looking to my music, whether it's in the U.S. or Europe, and you know, as like, this is from Canada and this is amazing and so on. And now you have kind of the most popular American rap artist is Canadian, you know, you got Drake now. So yeah, it's kind of cool. It's a good time. It's really interesting.
And other really well-known, respected artists seem to be sort of looking to you and seeking you out and stuff. I mean, you're here in Vancouver, you're playing with Jason Mraz tonight.
Yeah.
Right after that, you're heading out on tour with Lenny Kravitz.
That's right.
And then right after that, boom, Maroon 5.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool. Lenny actually, both Lenny and Maroon directly asked for us to tour with them. And it's kind of a privilege, you know. I don't know what it's going to be like to play with Lenny Kravitz. That's going to be crazy. But Maroon and we're friends, so we have songs together and so on. It's a really good time. We're kind of all over the place and just playing music for people, and it's such a privilege to be able to do it on such a wide scale.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it's a kind of validation when someone like Adam from Maroon 5 and you collaborate? Does that make you feel like, hey, you know what, like other artists are respecting my work? Gives me a sense of validation on a whole different level.
It's always great. I mean, I don't think it's a validation in that they're genuine fans of the music, and I make music that I already like myself. And the most validation I can get is me, honestly, because I it's very hard for me to like a lot of stuff that are art, you know. That I'm very self-critical and very hard on my own sound, and so when I like something, you know, I kind of think it's natural that they would like it. I don't really think it's crazy. I think that it's beautiful. I think it's nice. The thing is, the mutual respect that we have for each other is nice. I've heard of major artists who I haven't ever met singing some of my songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a compliment, mm-hmm. But it doesn't make me feel validated in any way. My validation comes from my own creation and my own acceptance of it.
From within?
Yeah.
Are you a perfectionist?
I think so. I think so. I'm a perfectionist, I think, in a healthy way, though. If there ever is a healthy way, I think I am. Because I don't...
And that was a sample of my interview with Kanon. If you want to hear,
did you say Kanye?
You
told me.
It was a Freudian slip. I've been so hating Kanye West that he won't leave my brain. I hate him.
I want to start a day where nobody's allowed to say his name.
No one's allowed to say.
Yeah, I want to start a national holiday where nobody's allowed to talk to, about,
mention,
look at, mention,
tweet,
wear those stupid glasses.
Well, what do you guys think about the fact that
they just canceled
this tour with Lady Gaga?
Why did they cancel it?
Exactly.
Ed from Live Nation is here to comment.
No, he's not. I don't know. They did cancel it, though.
I might have been able to comment if you had said I wasn't from Live Nation, but now it's over.
Oh, Ed, who doesn't work for Live Nation.
If you want to see more of the interview with Kanon, you can go to our YouTube site. The video is up. It's youtube.com/hotmessvancouver. Check it out, or go to our website, hotmess.org. In the meantime, and in between time, we're going to talk about, we're going to go from hip hop
to Pokeroo
to outer space.
Yeah, because I have a bit of a problem with black holes.
Why?
Because apparently, a couple of scientists or...
Did you know, sorry, just a side note, did you know that you can actually, like, have a black hole named after you?
No,
so if we could, like, if we...
I'm gonna, like, name all my ex-boyfriends.
If we could pile some money together, we could have Blontron, Black Hole, Gamma Space Section Quadrant 97732.
You can name anything in space. I have a theory that NASA is going broke, and so they... charge grandmothers $1,000 to let name the stars after their them. Grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
or just after them. See that star there? It's named Estelle.
I love how you became a New York Jewish person.
This is it happens. It happens pretty much every time.
Anyway, sorry, I took away from your story, but I just felt like sharing.
That's okay. That's okay. It's fine. I just basically
black holes
are slowly destroying our universe because they're like 10 times as prominent as we had originally thought.
Allegedly,
and so
I
what?
Know there's
this...
a lot of black holes in Surrey.
Okay.
What? What?
I don't.
What
even
does
know
that
what...
even mean?
I don't know what that means.
Figure
but...
it out.
Awkward. anyways, so there's all these black holes, and they're actually disrupting galaxies very close to us. So it's possible.
Do you have an example for us, perhaps, of a galaxy that's been disrupted?
Well, no, I don't know the names of effing galaxies. All I'm saying is that I want to die from global warming and not from a black hole.
2012, sister, 2012.
Yeah, what is? Yeah, this is possible.
According to the Mayan calendar.
According to the Mayan calendar. However, that being said, I would like to play a black hole that I do like, and that's the Muse track.
If Matt Anderson was here, he would call it Black Hold.
Oh,
Ed, your comments have absolutely nothing to do with anything and are bizarre, and I worry that you might need to eat something, that your blood sugar levels are extremely low right now. What Blanchard was saying was that from her black hole segment, she was segueing into a song, Supermassive Black Hole by Muse, right here on Hot Mess, CITR 101.9 FM.
I really like Muse.
Yeah, they rock.
They're really, really, really rock.
They have a new album out right now. I believe it's called The Resistance. And it's pretty amazing, you know? They're a little bit, there's a little bit of electro in there. There's a little bit of a Queen influence.
They're super epic.
Yeah, every song is epic.
I feel like they're all should be, like, all of their songs should be, like, crazy montages.
Yeah, every movie needs a montage. So maybe from here on out, every single movie's montage needs Muse playing underneath it.
Every movie needs a Muse montage.
I also kind of feel like the singer is at any moment about to break down in tears.
Yeah. Like that sound of almost crying.
He's singing so passionately that I feel like he's just about to drop to his knees and weep.
They're like beyond huge in the UK. Like ridiculous huge.
Well, they're pretty big here too, aren't they?
Oh, but no. Like in comparison to North America to UK, it's like apples and oranges.
I'd like to stand front row and pass them a tissue.
So that they don't cry. They look British.
You know what? Maybe he's crying because of his haircut. Because he doesn't have the best haircut I've ever seen.
Well, whatever. You know what? It's rock and roll.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
It happens. Bad haircuts happen. What? I cut my own hair today.
It looks nice.
Right? See, I decided because I have an undercut on one side. And so I decided I wanted to have a little bit more of an undercut on this side as well.
How punk rock of you.
Yeah, undercuts are hot right now.
One of our last shows, Sam debuted a new segment called Gripe and Hype, where she had a bit of a gripe about
hairdressers.
Oh, okay. Did you ever talk about your muffins versus cupcakes? Because I think that was one of the best things I've read in a long freaking time.
Well, maybe that will be today's gripe and hype.
I think you should talk about it. Because here's one thing that happened to me yesterday at work. So, or was yesterday the rainy day? Whatever. It was the rainy day of the week. And I came in and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a nice guy. So I made some banana bread for the office. I get into the
office. Okay, wait. You have 5 jobs. And you had time to make banana bread for your office.
Well, the banana was going to go rotten, so
oh, well, thank God for you.
Anyway, so I made this banana loaf.
Trying to get ahead at work, Ed?
Very nice banana loaf to share.
Trying to make your way up the corporate ladder?
Yes.
With the banana
One banana loaf at a time.
One slice of moist loaf at a time.
Sweet. Okay.
And so you show up in the office, and oh, wait. Because there was some construction going on, the people who interrupted our day brought us Tim Hortons. So there was donuts and muffins. And in addition to that, another company that we work with brought us delicious scones. So it was like the day of carbohydrate/refined sugar. So everybody was really, really hyper and then really, really like depressed within a time frame. So this just, when I was looking at that, I was like, you know what? Cupcakes would have been so much better right now because muffins, no good.
No, and that's the thing. Here it is. Here's my gripe and hype. My gripe is muffins. You seriously suck. You have just as many calories as flipping cake, but you're not a cake. You're a muffin. You're a wolf dressed as a sheep that secretly glues slices of Black Forest ham to my thighs when I'm sleeping. I hate you, muffin. Yeah, you're pretty tasty when you get out of the oven and hook up with butter, but I'm sick of your charade. There's a reason no one wants to put icing on you, and that's because we all know you're a liar.
It's true. Muffins are liars.
Hype! Cupcakes! You are awesome! You're cute and you taste great and pretty much synonymous with things like kittens and rainbows. You don't even have to be pretend to be something you're not. Why even bother trying to be a fake healthy breakfast food when you could be invited to tea parties? You make me want to wear fancy hats and buy pink dresses from Betsy Johnson. You never let it go to your head either. You are perfect, Cupcake. I love you.
I like this gripe and hype segment. I think it's a mainstay of the Hot Mess Radio canon, the catalog of stuff that we do on the show.
Yeah.
It's here to stay.
I'm glad.
I like cupcakes.
Because I know it used to be gripe was one of my segments, but then we had a couple callers call in and gripe about my griping.
I recall that day.
And so now it's gripe and hype.
Yeah.
Hype
and gripe. We're not negative people. We don't need to be negative about everything.
No.
On that note, I think we should turn it over to Parlange.
Yeah!
To play some more fantastical beats.
Vive la Parlange!
For you to listen to on our show this Friday before you go out and get wasted naked on the town.
Wasted and naked.
Those things are synonymous.
You both have different plans. They are.
Feel sad. Don't you tell me. spreads right across the field. Move like orbs, the battalion group shield. Move like summertime explosive if needed. Move like water over garden freshly seeded.
That's one of Pralanch's originals with Kinney Starr, who's also a very talented local.
Yes, and she's from this neck of the woods as well.
Yeah.
I've seen her live. She's quite fun.
So much talent in one booth. It is blowing my brain up.
And we're introducing it to the world here on Hot Mess. That indeed was Pralanch playing. You're going to want to tune in next week, same time, same bat channel.
Oh, it's bat. That's funny.
Halloween's coming up.
Well, and we might have some Bat on the show.
Oh,
we might have Bat. We might have an interview with Bat for Lashes next week. We also might have a Blantron lined up a interview with Steve Bays from Hot Hot Heat.
Yeah, he's got a really, really, really wicked new side project called Electric Indian, and it's awesome. It's like the Beatles and the Black Lips high-fived, and the sound of their high-five is what
created a baby.
Yeah,
named Electric Indian.
Named Electric Indian. It's really, really cool.
What a great name.
Yeah, that would be a great costume, actually, being an Electric Indian.
Oh, is that, you're adding that to your list?
I
love how every year before Halloween rolls around,
I get so
Blantron
excited. I love
gets so excited that she creates a list of like hundreds of costume ideas.
Because it's important to have good costumes.
You rejected my costume.
What are your costumes? Tell people what your costumes are.
You need to help me out.
I'll let the world reject you on their own. What do you want to be for Halloween?
Well, it's not that I want. These were my ideas, but clearly they don't pass.
Okay, well, tell them, and then everybody will realize my genius afterwards.
Zombie baby.
Yes. Okay, great. You just want to wear a diaper. You just don't want to wait in line for the washroom.
Vampire clown.
Vampire clown?
Yeah.
Vampires are so hot right now, but they don't sparkle.
Well, clowns could sparkle. And combine them, I could be a vampire clown.
Okay. All right. Okay. Vampire
Did
clown.
I ever mention you guys how much I hate vampires that sparkle in
you
the
have.
Daylight?
You have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Once or twice only.
Only a few times.
And then I was thinking, well, you guys gave me the idea of super Hawaiian.
Because you are a super duper Hawaiian.
You're from Hawaii, right?
Sure.
Originally?
Yes, born on the island of Kuhana La'ina Ma'awa.
I'm not really sure where you're from, but I'll figure it out one day.
One day.
And Blantron.
Okay, so those are great, Eddie. Those are really great.
Super Hawaiian, I like
feel
that.
Feel the sincerity in your voice.
Yeah. Okay, so one of them is, I don't even know if I want to give these away. It's okay. You guys can take them. I'm giving these to you, world. Are you listening? Hurricane. And you can have, like, a car on your shoulder and a cat in your hair. And then you just, like, swirl yourself and make yourself look really messy.
Won't you have to worry about feeding the cat and the cat, like...
No, not like a real cat.
...doing its business in your hair?
You're not a real cat.
While you're out at the bar that night?
That would be pretty legitimate.
Well, you could do it with a litter box underneath a wig, and that would be okay.
That would just... That's just disgusting.
I'm gonna call the SPCA on you.
And then I was thinking you could be swine flu, and you could just dress as a pig and then put, like, a... cold compress on your head and have a thermometer.
That's pretty funny.
Or, and you could, and your friend could be bird flu.
You know, everybody's gonna be that now.
Yeah, everybody's gonna be swine flu and bird flu. And then I also thought you could just like get a bodysuit and paint the continents on yourself and then look really hot and be global warming.
Nice.
That would be good too. Have like a polar bear with sunglasses hanging out.
Painting the continents though, that takes some time, I would think.
I don't think so. I think that's worth it.
It's where you hire like a UBC student to come out and paint your continents for you.
Totally.
Obviously, you'd have to paint Florida in a certain region of the male body.
Or the California Peninsula. Or Baja.
Baja
the
Peninsula.
Baja Peninsula.
That one's smaller than Florida.
Yeah, I'm totally Florida.
I am totally Florida. That's awesome. So those are my costume ideas.
Jay Brown?
Well, first I was going to say, if anybody out there listening had some costume ideas, call in and let us know at 604-822-2487. That's
yeah, we're gonna
604-822-2487. Yeah.
We're going to have a contest because I'm playing one of the biggest Halloween parties in town, and I'm going to be giving away tickets for it in the next 2 weeks to the Monster Mash Ball at the Waldorf, and it's like a 4-room party. It's massive. Tickets are selling out quickly.
It's that large. I'm impressed.
It is. It's
like
really,
a tiki lounge of
it's
good
really
times.
Big. It's like Florida compared to the Baja.
Did either of you see the blog that I put up that there's the costumes that were rather questionable?
Those were some questionable.
The girl that was like a beer keg with the nipple.
The taps on her nipples?
Yeah. I wanted to know how those were affixed. That's what I was wondering.
I don't know. Some sort of skin glue. I have a big issue with slutty costumes.
I don't.
I'm sure you don't.
Jay, I know, doesn't.
I don't know. I'm kind of...
On the fence about it?
I'm going as a prison rape victim.
Well, that's a stretch.
Basically, I'm just going to... I was basically just going to soil my jeans.
Oh, that's awful. God. That's terrible.
And you were offended by my...
Yeah, well, you're both offensive.
Whatever. That's the thing about Halloween is that... Even Halloween. Nothing's offensive on Halloween.
I guess so.
Hallows Eve.
What did you think about the guy who was the baby being birthed through a vagine?
Oh, I like that one. That one's good. That's a lot of work. Oh, I had a good one today. My friend Jeff came up with wrap yourself up in wrapping paper and then put a gift card on your chest and it says, two women love God, and then you're like God's gift to women.
Genius.
That's really good, right?
I had a friend last year, like no joke, who straight up, she was a vagina. Like she sewed a giant vagina, and her face was the clitoris.
That's...
straight up, it was like very...
That's one of those things that's just like, that's not even clever.
It was just, okay.
It's just awkward.
And she put her hair through the top, so it was like...
She had like her bush.
And the weird thing is that I saw her out that night and a lot of people were licking her face. She looked like it was an exciting experience for her, apparently. On that note.
Anyways, well, I think we should just listen to some more music from Parlanch.
No.
Yeah.
Parlanch is horrible.
If by horrible you mean one
awesome.
Of the greatest DJs that's ever graced God's green earth.
Then yes.
Our launch on Hot Mess.
Man, I'm feeling pretty lucky right now.
Yeah.
To have Pearl Lunch in the studio. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I feel like someone shoved four-leaf clovers and horseshoes up my anus.
Up your butt.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff has gone up your butt.
Doesn't
today.
Sound like a fun time, though.
I'm buying a lottery ticket on the way home.
Have you guys heard about Google Wave?
No.
I have heard about Google Wave. I thought that Google had so much money that they now purchased a small ocean and, off the coast.
And
of
had a wave small, pool.
Well, yeah, and I could just surf the Google Wave.
Totally.
But now not. I know that it's more of a metaphor. It's the name of something.
I'm still trying to figure it out, but basically it's like this ultimate way to communicate. Like, you can see what other people are typing as they're typing it, so you can really communicate in real time. It like seamlessly interacts with like your face, okay, like all of your Facebook and everything at once. So like,
what?
It's, so whoever's on your wave, it's almost like a community. You can like see somebody's commented on something and then invite them into that thread of the conversation.
It sounds like a lot of things that would happen at like
it's kind of like how everything comes to my BlackBerry at once and it drives me crazy. But
it's
like,
too much immediacy.
Yeah,
I'm going back to the, you know what? I'm selling my car. I'm getting a horse-drawn wagon, and I'm going back to like writing a letter with
a quill.
Yeah, with like a quill ink pen.
Good idea.
In calligraphy.
You know what, Jay? I kind of, after a day like today, I'm gonna agree with you.
Dear Ed, I haven't seen you in a fortnight, and I long for your warm embrace once again, nestled by the fire with chestnuts and fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons.
Cordially yours, Jason Lee Brown.
And I would respond and send it via carrier pigeon.
The carrier pigeons are so hot right now. I wonder if Google Wave can integrate carrier pigeons. It is pretty cool, though.
Like,
have you guys ever seen
real time?
Have you ever seen that commercial that was out? I guess it was probably out about 5 years ago. And it just shows this guy and this girl. And she's like, he's like, your hair is more, they're just sitting talking to each other. And he's like, your hair is more beautiful than my dog.
Yeah.
Delete, 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 delete. Your dog and me, delete, delete. I like you. Send. See, I don't know if I want people seeing what I can write in real time.
Your eyes are like two blue circles with dots in the middle.
Anyways, yeah, you know it's what? Getting a lot of attention. Obviously, everything that Google does gets a lot of attention.
But maybe you're right. Maybe the ability to just write, the immediacy of all of that means that people won't be as thoughtful about what they're writing, right? So,
or no, maybe they'll have to be more thoughtful because they'll have to think about it more.
I don't know. I think it's just going to be reactionary. People are going to be typing, typing, typing.
I bring it with you. I bring it with you. Damn it. Who wrote it first?
I wish I could. Or, I wish I could take that back. But now I can't.
It's a lot. Like, it seems like a lot at all at one time. That's what I say.
Well, I'm sure that I requested an invitation to try it out because they're letting 100,000 people try it out.
Maybe I'll do the same.
Oh, well, you are such a hater. I don't know if they'll let you. I'm going to write Google
message.
I never
said hater. It just seems like a lot.
Anyways.
But thank you for sharing.
Oh, my pleasure. My absolute pleasure. We're going to pay some bills, and then we're going to come back and just rock out with Pearl Lunch because that just seems like a good thing to do.
I think at this point we should just say goodbye to all of our millions of fans worldwide.
153 million, I think it was last time I checked.
Yep. If you want to follow us on Twitter, if you want to become 153 million in one, join us on Twitter. Just, you can follow us.
Or Facebook.
Why not? Just join us. Join us on all the social networking
or
sites.
Or MySpace.
It's the thing to do.
Possibly in the near future, Google Wave.
Yeah.
Yeah, join us on Google Wave.
Yeah, soon maybe we'll all be on Google Wave.
We're like the Ashton Kutcher of Google Wave.
We so are.
Anyways, okay. We are Hot Mess. Hotmess.org. Go check it out. We love you. This is CITR 101.9 FM on your radio dial.
I stopped trying to define punk around the same time I stopped trying to define Islam. They aren't so far removed as you'd think. Both began in tremendous bursts of truth and vitality that seemed to have lost something along the way. The energy, perhaps, that comes with knowing the world has never seen such positive force and fury and never would again. Both have suffered from sellouts and hypocrites, but also from true believers whose devotion had crippled their creative drive. Both are viewed by outsiders as unified, cohesive communities when nothing can be further from the truth. I could go on, but the most important similarity is that, like punk, Islam is itself a flag, an open symbol representing not things, but ideas. You cannot hold punk or Islam in your hands, so what could they mean besides what you want them to?
CITR and the Vancouver International Film Festival present Twakor, The Birth of Punk Islam. Misfit Muslims the world over embracing a new subculture called Twakor, otherwise known as Punk Islam. The film follows the three misfit rebels who dreamed up the whole thing.
We should go out west sometime and just load up a van till we can't fit no more and then have guys hanging off the side like in Rawalpindi. Down the I-90. Get a van, make like an interstate Jamaat.
Twakor, The Birth of Punk Islam, is played Saturday, October 3rd at 9:30 p.m. and Monday, October 5th at 1:15 p.m. at the Empire Granville Cinema. Brought to you by the Vancouver International Film Festival and CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
We'll be right back. So how can I?